بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforted those who are nervous about spending in His path. Allah said, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said, in Surah Al-Sabah, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, surely it is my Rabb who gives abundant or limited provisions, who increases provision or restricts it to whoever He wills. But most people do not know. It's very important to know that when things become difficult, it's not random. It's not something which just happened. It's because Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the one who is the most beneficent, the most merciful, the one who is aware of me, the one who knows me, the one who created me, the one who took the responsibility of looking after me, He has restricted my provision. So we say Alhamdulillah. And obviously there is some reason. And what is the reason? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ لَهُ وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, surely it is my Rabb who gives abundant, who increases provision or limits provisions to whoever He wills of His slaves. And whatever you spend in charity, whatever you invest with Allah, He will compensate you for it. He will return it to you, for He is the best provider. Now here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, comforting and saying, when you give charity, don't think it's gone. It's not gone. I will give it back to you. I will return it to you. And of course, when I return it to you, I will return it in keeping with my generosity. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assured us that He controls the return on our effort for good reason. Allah said, وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرٌ بَصِيرٌ. Allah said, had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given abundant provisions to all His slaves, if Allah had made everybody wealthy, they would have certainly transgressed throughout the land. But He sends down whatever He wills in perfect measure. He truly sees and is all aware of His slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so beautiful, just if you think about it, because the problem with many of us, may Allah protect us from ourselves, the problem with many of us is, it's not that people are evil, it's not that, you know, Muslims especially are evil, it is just that they have the money to disobey Allah. Many people do it because they can. If they didn't have the money, they would not do it. Not because they became pious, but because they just couldn't afford it. Now that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that for your own benefit, I do not give you. There is a good reason why I don't give you. So we say, Alhamdulillah. Because imagine, for if we had the money, we would have transgressed, we would have committed sins, and then we would have paid for that very painfully for a very long time. Whereas the pleasure of the sin is always temporary, it is always momentary. But the punishment of that is long-lasting. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to spend in charity more than 66 times in the Quran. More than 66 times. But did not ask us to accumulate wealth or to so-called save for a rainy day even once. Just think about this. To spend, Allah has told us more than 66 times. But to accumulate wealth or save for so-called rainy day, Allah did not even tell us to do that once. Because He is the provider and we must trust Him. Tawakkul has to be on Allah, not on wealth. Right? Tawakkul on Allah, not tawakkul on al-mal. He is the provider and we must trust Him and rely on Him. And rely on Him and not on our efforts or smarts or accumulated wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to spend in his path before the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu anfiqu mimma razaqnakum min qabli an ya'tiya yawmun la bay'un fihi wa la khullatun wa la shafa'a wal kafiruna humuz zalimun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O believers, O you believe, donate from, give from what we have provided for you before that day comes, the arrival of a day when there will be no bargaining, no friendship, no intercession. And those who disbelieve are truly the wrongdoers. Allah is warning us of the day of judgment. He is warning us of Yawm al-Qiyamah, when it is not a question of, you know, having somebody there to help us, nobody will help us. And I said, لا بيعون فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاء. No trade, no friendship, and no shafaat, no intercession, illa mashallah. My brothers and sisters, and as for those who are still stingy and tight-fisted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned them. It's interesting how in this ayah, those who realize, ayah which is about those who realize the evil of stinginess too late, they will ask to be returned to this life, not to pray or to fast and so on, but to give charity. Allah said, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّي لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah said, and donate from what we have given you, spend from what we have provided for you. Before death comes to one of you and you say, Oh my Rabb, if only you delayed me for a short while, that if you delay this death for a short while, I would give in charity and I would be one of the righteous. Right? He wants, I will pray, I will do this, I will pray. I'll give in charity. That's how important charity is. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, charity cools the anger of Allah. Believe me, we spend so much time incurring the anger of Allah. Let us do something to cool this anger. The key to success, my brothers and sisters, is to anticipate and be prepared. As they say, success is where opportunity meets preparedness. When the opportunity, that is, the meeting with Allah, is predetermined and certain, then all that remains is to be prepared for it. Get prepared for it. To work for it, because that day is going to come. In that also, when all uncertainty about what to do has been removed, there's no uncertainty. We are not asked to guess something. Instead, we have been shown the certain path, Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim wal-dallin. When all uncertainty about what to do has been removed, and we have been shown the certain path, the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW. Right? We have been shown this. If one is still unprepared, when that promised time comes, then one will have only oneself to blame. Not that the blaming will solve anything, but who else will you blame? We need to act, and we need to act now, because none of this stuff is going to wait for anybody. It's very, very important for us to ensure that we do the right thing at the right time. Because when the time goes, nothing will bring it back. Nothing will bring it back. When the time goes, it's gone. But brothers and sisters, charity is an amazing opportunity, because even those who are, you know, sometimes we get lazy and we, may Allah protect us, we do all kinds of stupidity. But alhamdulillah, if we are charitable, then we are in a beautiful place, because if we are charitable, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. There's no one who forgives except Allah. There's no one who forgives more than Allah. There's no one who forgives like Allah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness because only He can forgive. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to give in charity, to live in a way that pleases Him, and to help us in ways that we cannot even understand or imagine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all that we have done deliberately or done by mistake. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover us with his sattari. We ask Allah to cover us with His cover and never to remove that cover until we meet Him, and when we meet Him, until we enter Jannah, and all our sins and all our flaws are always hidden. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ourselves and our own nufus. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from shaitan and to enable us to do that which pleases Him and never to do that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.